6.
On the hymn sheet. God in mercy sent his Son to a world by sin undone. Jesus Christ was crucified. For us poor sinners, Jesus died. We'll sing the first and the last verse of number 6 in the chorus. God in mercy sent his Son to a world by sin undone. Jesus Christ was crucified, was for sinners Jesus died. one more. Who has a hymn they'd like to give out? Boys or girls this time? Well, you gave out number one. We don't mind. All right, there's a little hand.
Jesus Loves Number 40 is your favorite.
That's my favorite. Number 40. And I think we better sing the whole hymn this time. The back part of the sheet. Number 40. Jesus loves me. This I know. Do you know that one? You know that song? Well, let's... How about you? Do you know that one? Well, let's all sing it good and loud so we can hear it. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones, to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. All right, number 40. Jesus loves me.
Yeah.
volunteers again. Who would like to give their verse? You say verses here? In Los Angeles, we children all say verses. Do you have one? All right. Good and loud. Your verse. Well, I'll help you. The shortest verse in the Bible is two words. Jesus wept. Now you say that. That's right. Jesus wept. Now, how about some of the girls? One of the girls. You have a verse for us this morning, girls? Anybody? All right. Boys and girls, a question. I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to ask several questions this morning because I like to hear what the boys and girls have to say. I'm going to ask you one question first. How many of you boys and girls want to go to heaven? If all the hands are up. You know, I asked that question some time ago at a little audience like this. One little girl, she refused to put up her hand. And I said to her, "What's the matter? Don't you want to go to heaven?" What do you think she said? "No," she said, "I want to be where my father and mother are." Well, I knew very well that their father and mother was on their way to heaven. And so this little girl wanted to be where father and mother were. Well, I trust that that is true with every one of you boys and girls here this morning. That if your parents are saved, sheltered under the precious blood of Christ, and on their way to glory, heaven, that you want to be there too. Now then, I'm going to ask another question. Why do you want to be in heaven? That's a good question, isn't it? Why do you want to be in heaven? You said you want to go to heaven. Now, why do you want to be in heaven? All right, boys. Can you tell me? You had your hands up. All right, here's an answer. Beg pardon? So we have eternal life. Well, that's a good answer. All right, one more. Why do you want to be in heaven or go to heaven? Well, that's another good answer. So we don't go to hell. Because there's only two places, boys and girls, that we can spend our eternity. One is up in heaven with the Lord Jesus. Or the other is down in that place which the Lord Jesus said on several occasions, hell. Eternal judgment, eternal separation from God and His love. But I want one more answer. Why do we want to go to heaven? All right. Do what? To be trusted. Well, that's a good thought, but I don't quite understand it. All right, what's your answer? Well, we've had that one. Boys and girls, do you know why I want to go to heaven? I want to see the man who died for me on Calvary's cross. Loved me so much
to come down from heaven and go to Calvary's cross, shed his precious blood that I might have all my sins washed away, and then
to see that one who loved me and gave himself for me. All these other answers were good and proper, but I want to see the man who died for me. I was out swimming one day, like you boys and girls do, and I dove in. I thought I had lots of strength, and I was trying to swim out to the second raft at the beach, and something happened. I lost my strength. My strength gave out, and I went down once, and I went down twice, and I went down the third time, and naturally speaking, all hope was gone. But a man dove in at that time, and he got a hold of me, and he brought me to the shore. You know, that man didn't stay around. I wanted to see that man who saved me. Yes, I wanted to see that man who saved me. I wanted to thank him, but I couldn't find him. Oh, in appreciation for what the Lord Jesus has done for me and for you, boys and girls on Calvary's cross, I want to see the man that died for me. Now then, I want to speak very briefly on two men, at least, that wanted to see Jesus. One was a king, a very wicked king, and the other man was a publican and a rich man. Who can tell me the name of the king that wanted to see Jesus for a long season? For a long time he wanted to see Jesus, and then the time took place when he saw Jesus, but he did not learn to know Jesus as his Savior. Anybody know the name of the king? Starts with H. All right. That's right, King Herod. Turn to the Luke's Gospel and the 23rd verse. The 23rd chapter. And you boys and girls, turn to Luke 23 quickly. And verse 8. We'll just read a few verses in connection with King Herod. Those of you who do not have Bibles, you better listen hard because I might ask you some questions. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad. When Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him for a long season. That's a long time. Because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Here is this man, Herod, the king. He was a very cruel man. All the Herods were cruel men, cruel kings. You read the scripture over and over again about the Herods. Ah, they were cruel men. And God had to come in at the end and speak to them, and some of them had all very untimely deaths. But here was a man, King Herod, that wanted to see Jesus. But what did he want to see him for? What did Herod want to see Jesus for? Yes, out of curiosity, Herod wanted to see Jesus, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Well, that isn't a very nice thought, is it? Because this very man, Herod, that's before us, at one time
way back in the 9th chapter of this same book, we find him beheading a servant of the Lord.
Beheading a servant of the Lord, John Baptist. Oh, he was a wicked, cruel man. But you know, he had a heart just like yours, just like mine. A heart, a wicked heart. And you know, these Herods, they were Idumeans or Edomites, and some of them laid claim to some of the Old Testament scriptures, Judaism, and they were responsible to God for the truth which they knew about God. And yet, on the other hand, they set that truth all aside and did all these wicked things to the people and to some of the servants of the Lord. This man, Herod, he beheaded John Baptist. There's another Herod spoken of in the book of Acts, and he beheaded or killed James. Oh, such wicked men. And yet, boys and girls, God gave this man, as well as the other Herods, light in respect to himself. But they turned it all aside and did these terrible, terrible things. Well, the man that is before us, when he sees Jesus, and Jesus here is before Pilate, when he sees Jesus, he was exceeding glad. Oh, if the Lord Jesus came down here this morning, would you be exceeding glad to see him? Would you be glad to see the Lord Jesus? Would you? Well, Herod was, but I'm afraid that this world would not be exceeding glad to see the Lord Jesus, because this world is responsible for his crucifixion on Calvary's cross. This world set him aside and crucified him on Calvary's cross. And I find that apart from grace, apart from the sovereign grace of God, my heart is no better than their hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? But now, boys and girls, we want to make a point here. As I look into your faces, as I look into your faces this morning, I'm assured that you all have heard the gospel of God's grace once, twice, or many more times. You've sat in Sunday school just as you are this morning, and you've heard the simple message. And not only that, you have a Bible, God's Word, to look into and to read and to know God's terms of salvation, how we can be saved from our sins, saved for glory. I wonder now, how many of you boys and girls have closed in on God's offer of salvation? You sang a few minutes ago, from your hearts, I trust, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Well, if that was true, and we trust it was, then you have that blessing. But if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and knowing all the scriptures that you do know, and sitting under the sound of the gospel over and over again, don't point your finger at this wicked man Herod. Because if you're refusing God's salvation, oh, then, if the Lord Jesus should come this before we close this meeting, or if you should pass out of time and into eternity, it would be forever and eternally too late for you if you're still in your sins. Because in order to find yourself up in heaven, we have to get rid of our sins. S-I-N-S. And how do we do that? All right? That's right. We have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Have our sins washed away in His precious blood. Is that right? Our passport to heaven is the blood of Jesus Christ. Now then, you have Bibles. Herod didn't have a Bible like you have. You have Christian parents, fathers and mothers, and perhaps brothers and sisters who like Timothy. Timothy's grandmother and grandmother brought the scriptures before Timothy over and over again. And Timothy not only heard the scriptures, but he found out that they would make him wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Well, now, boys and girls, don't be like Herod. Don't miss the blessing of salvation, sins forgiven, and your eternal destiny up in heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't miss the blessing by refusing God's salvation. Now then, I want to turn to another man who wanted to see Jesus. In the 18th chapter of this book, rather the 19th chapter, you know the man's name? All right. Nicodemus? No, that's John 3. Try it again. Zacchaeus, yes. You ever hear about Zacchaeus? I suppose Zacchaeus was a man about 6 feet, 10 inches tall. Huh? What's the scripture say about him? Yeah, he was just a little fellow. And there's several little fellows here this morning. And you know that I like that because the gospel is for the little fellows as well as the big fellows. Little boys and girls, middle class, the old folks. You know, in Matthew 11, we have a word C-O-M-E. What's that? C-O-M-E. Come. That's right. Children, old folks, middle-aged. Now, what about E? Everybody. Children, all come. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. All folks, yes, come. Middle-aged, yes, come. That's the blessed word of the gospel, boys and girls, is come. Come unto me, says the Lord Jesus. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, we must go on to this 19th chapter of Luke and see a little bit of about a man who wanted to see Jesus. Oh, I want to see this same blessed one up in glory. First verse, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. That verse is full of meaning. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was, what does it say? A poor man? He was rich. And he sought to see Jesus. Now, does that stop there? That sentence stop there, girls? You have your Bible open. What's it say? What's the rest of the sentence? All right. Yes, who he was. He sought to see Jesus, who he was. Oh, how different than Herod. Herod, out of mere curiosity, wanted to see Jesus for a long season. He had heard of the many things which Jesus had done. And now he hoped that some miracle might be performed before his eyes. But Jesus didn't answer to his curiosity. No. The Lord Jesus will answer to the poor sinner's cry, God be merciful to me, the sinner. But he's not going to answer to any curiosity, any question that comes up out of mere curiosity. And no, the Lord has no time for that. He wants to see repentance in our little hearts. Well, he sought to see Jesus who he was and could not for the press because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. The 10th verse, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now let's all say that verse together. I'll read it again, then we'll all repeat it. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, all together. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, just the children. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. A little weak. Tell you're not on the football field. Well, we have a beautiful account of a man named Zacchaeus who wanted to see Jesus, but wanted to see Jesus who he was. Now, like King Herod, no doubt Zacchaeus heard of the many, many things which the Lord Jesus accomplished in his 3.5 years of service in this world. The raising of the dead, the healing of the sick and afflicted ones, restoring sight to the poor blind men, and all these marvelous things which the Lord Jesus, in one place it says, the people wondered. And they well might. The people wondered. Well, Zacchaeus not only wanted to see Jesus in connection with all these things which the Lord Jesus did, blessing upon blessing, but he wanted to see him who he is, who he was. And you know, that would tell me, boys and girls,